Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The most important bill since the Dobbs decision. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this is a great example, Matt, that we've been talking about. You know, President Trump is signing these amazing executive orders about as fast as you can go down the chocolate factory with Lucy and Ethel. But
that's what it feels like.
Can't keep up with it. You know, the chocolates just keep coming faster and faster, which is what we put him in office to do. And he's complying with that. But now, of course, we need Congress to file these bills, and we need to pass laws to protect what he has stated in these executive orders. And here's a couple of great examples.
Yeah, and in fact, the good news is that during budget reconciliation, there is no 60-vote requirement to have a filibuster in the United States Senate. So the House just has pure majority to pass, but the Senate always has a requirement for a filibuster, 60 votes. You have to have 60 votes in order to vote on a bill. And once you get the 60 votes, then you can vote on the bill, and then you only need a majority. But for funding issues, like what's coming up with budget reconciliation, that 60-vote majority is not necessary. So all you need is a simple majority. So we have a great opportunity to pass funding bills as part of this upcoming budget reconciliation in March.
And state where we want our funds going. Our taxpayer dollars need to go to appropriate places, not
and
this wasteful
so
thing.
Many presidents, Republican and Democrat, they have mouthed these platitudes that they want to defund Planned Parenthood, they want to defund abortion, but they've never done it. And now we have a president who says, let's do it. No funds for Planned Parenthood. We've got DOGE that's going to be digging into Planned Parenthood funding. And now you got some bills. H.R. 7 is a bill called No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion and Abortion Insurance Full Disclosure Act of 2025. It may be the single most important bill to be introduced in the 119th Congress. The bill seeks to permanently ban all federal funding of abortion. The bill is necessary because President Donald Trump's executive orders banning taxpayer-funded abortion will almost certainly be overturned the moment he leaves office, if you have another Democratic president, God forbid, in the White House that has a different agenda that is pro-abortion, like the one that we just came out of with the Biden administration. So our best chance right now to permanently end taxpayer funding of abortion is now through legislation. We have the momentum and we can do this. Right now, President Trump is leading the way, but he needs help from Congress.
And you know, it's so important to understand that these legislators, many of them receive money from Planned Parenthood. You know, and in fact, Corey Mills, he's one of the few in the House that does not take money from other organizations. And he says his greatest fight is from Republicans. So don't, you know, assume that just because someone has an R by their name that they're going to vote appropriately, because they are easily manipulated by these dollars. So that's where we, the people, have to call them to account.
Yeah, the bill in this particular case is a strong bill. It was introduced to codify what President Donald Trump wants to do with the executive order. And one of the prohibitions on funding for abortion says, quote, no funds authorized or appropriated by federal law and none of the funds in any trust fund to which funds are authorized or appropriated by the federal law shall be expended for any abortion. So one of the things, and it has a number of other provisions as well, one of the things that we are working on in Congress with our Liberty Counsel Action Team up in Washington, D.C., is to not only remove Planned Parenthood and abortion funding from all the federal bills, but also to make sure that funding doesn't go to an organization that then turns around and funds Planned Parenthood.
Right.
So in other words, we could have money go to, say, March of Dimes or some other organization, and it might look okay on paper that it's not going to funding, but then March of Dimes, and I'm not saying this is happening, but I'm just saying this is what we have seen happen, where money goes to an organization mm-hmm. that's not an abortion provider, but then they end up sending some of their grant money from the federal government to Planned Parenthood or other abortion providers.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, President Trump reinstated the Hyde Amendment. He reinstated the Mexico City policy, which the previous administration reversed because he passed it the first time. So that's why it is so critically important that we pass these laws so that we don't do this back and forth. I don't want a single penny of my money going to fund killing babies.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, when these organizations complete a grant form and a grant request or a report on their expenditures, they need to affirm that no part of their money is going toward, directly or indirectly, abortion or abortion referral or support.
Mm-hmm.
So that we wipe this out. There should be no funding of abortion, both internationally or nationally, domestically. And we need to wipe it out. We have an opportunity to do this. Look, Planned Parenthood received $600 million or so from the federal government alone. And they also received money from states. So they're receiving a lot of money from the federal government. They're receiving money from Medicaid and Medicare. Medicare, they can receive certain kinds of money. Medicaid, they can actually receive money for abortion, where somebody on Medicaid might say, well, the abortion is necessary for whatever reason. There are ways in which Medicaid dollars have been used to fund abortion. That needs to end.
Right. And like I said, you need to get on the phone, do some research as well before you do that. Do some research and find out, does your representative, do they get campaign dollars from Planned Parenthood? If so, you need to call them to account. And you need to encourage them to pass this law and to stop taking money from Planned Parenthood.
So this bill has been introduced in the House. Senator Josh Hawley is working on a companion bill in the United States Senate. Abortion is the number one cause of death worldwide. Abortions committed by Planned Parenthood alone is the number four cause of death in the United States. And a 2022 report by the House and Ways and Means Committee shows that abortion cost the U.S. economy at least $6.9 trillion. It's high time that we stop paying for murder. I can tell you we have an opportunity to do it now. We have filed a brief at the United States Supreme Court in the Medina case, where we are urging the Supreme Court to side with the state in South Carolina that has decided to defund Planned Parenthood and yeah. remove them as a Medicaid provider.
They have a law, as stated.
They have a law to do that, and they've been challenged, and now that case is up before the United States Supreme Court. States should have the right to be able to remove Planned Parenthood or any abortion provider from their Medicaid funds. And in fact, Texas did this some years ago. They did it after watching videos from our client, Sandra Merritt, who did these undercover videos of Planned Parenthood mm-hmm. and these abortion executives and doctors and the organ procurement companies bragging about how they would abort babies, trying to extract intact body parts so they could get a higher price for resale. And that was so shocking. Texas lawmakers defunded Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit. It went all the way up to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals sided with Texas, and they actually referred to the videos by our client Sandra Merritt and David DeLeiden with regards to this brutal activity of Planned Parenthood. States have a right to be able to defund Planned Parenthood, but we need to make sure that no federal dollars go to abortion, because Medicaid is both state and federal, and mm-hmm. so no federal dollars at all. This is H.R. 7. You can go to lcaction.org, lcaction.org. We have a lot of different emails that have a lot of information about this particular issue, and we also have landing pages where you can fax members of Congress, and you can also sign a petition urging them to sign to pass the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion and Abortion Insurance Full Disclosure Act of 2025.
You know, and use all your tools. Call them, email them, fax them, all the different ways you can get a hold of them. That's why you've elected these representatives, and they need to protect life. Bottom line, protect life in your state and from a federal perspective.
Abortion has become a political football from one administration to the next, and we need to make sure that that doesn't get continually tossed back and forth. As you can see, executive orders are only as good as the president in office. And then some of these executive orders are being challenged by courts. Well, one way to fix this is take what Donald Trump has done. He's set the plumb line, if you will. Now Congress needs to do its part and defund all abortion, Planned Parenthood certainly, but all abortion across the board in every way. No direct or indirect funding for abortion. Visit lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.